Hello, this is the BBC News with Fiona MacDonald. President Putin has defended the Kremlin's crackdown on critics at a time of what he called armed conflict with a neighbour. He also said he doesn't reject the idea of peace talks on Ukraine, but said it was hard to implement a ceasefire when the Ukrainian army was on the offensive. Charles Haviland reports.
Vladimir Putin took a range of questions at a late-night press conference after a Russia-Africa summit in St. Petersburg. Asked by a veteran Russian journalist if it was normal that people were being arrested for words they had spoken or written, the president said that to achieve success in the conflict with Ukraine, everyone must follow certain rules and not harm Russia from the inside. Criticism of Moscow's invasion of Ukraine is outlawed. People arrested recently for dissenting views include a sociologist and a theatre director. Prominent members of the liberal opposition are mostly either in jail or exiled.
The Colombian president, Gustavo Petro, said he won't interfere in a case against his eldest son, who's been arrested on suspicion of money laundering and illicit enrichment. Nicolas Petro is accused of soliciting contributions from drug traffickers for his father's election campaign, then keeping the money for himself. He's denied wrongdoing. President Petro said it hurt him to see so much self-destruction, but he would make sure the prosecution went ahead in accordance with the law. The Kenyan government says it's ready to lead a multinational force to Haiti. Clashes between the police and criminal gangs have displaced tens of thousands of people in the troubled Caribbean nation. Richard Wheatley reports.
Haiti has been in a political crisis since the assassination of President Jovenel Moïse in 2021. Gangs control around 80% of the capital, and violent crimes such as kidnappings and armed robbery are common. Earlier this month, the UN Secretary-General, Antonio Guterres, called for the creation of a multinational force for Haiti. Now Kenya has offered to take the lead, offering 1,000 police officers to help train local law enforcement. The Kenyan Foreign Minister said it would be part of their plan to stand in solidarity with people of African descent across the world.
The Kenyan government and opposition have agreed to set up a committee where they can resolve their differences amicably after weeks of sometimes violent unrest. A statement from both political alliances said the joint committee would be made up of 10 people, 5 from each side. It will discuss reforms to the Electoral Commission and establishing a formal office for the leader of the opposition, Raila Odinga. France has suspended all development aid to Niger in response to this week's military coup. It's also cut direct budget support. The foreign ministry in Paris demanded a return to constitutional order under the elected president, Mohamed Bazoum. BBC News. An explosion at a fireworks warehouse in southern Thailand has killed at least 9 people and injured more than 100. Footage shows the building reduced to rubble. Officials believe a number of people could still be trapped underneath the debris. The blast caused damage to houses up to 500 metres away in the town of Sungai Golok. Local officials say the blast was caused by welders working on the warehouse. Clashes in a Palestinian refugee camp in South Lebanon have reportedly left one person dead and 6 injured, including children. A Palestinian source inside the Ayl al-Helwa camp near Sidon told the French news agency that an Islamist faction member was killed and a faction leader wounded. The person said the violence pitted members of the Fatah movement against Islamist groups. The camp is home to more than 54,000 registered refugees and also Palestinians who have fled the war in Syria. Protests have been taking place across Israel against the government's planned judicial overhaul for the 30th week in a row. It's the first Saturday of mass demonstrations since the first bill in the overhaul was passed by the Israeli parliament this week. The new law limits the Supreme Court's ability to nullify legislation deemed unreasonable. The veteran English fast bowler Stuart Broad has announced his retirement from cricket. The 37-year-old, who's taken more than 600 international wickets, says he'll retire at the end of the 5th Ashes Test match. Here's Ollie Foster.
Stuart Broad says he has a love affair with the Ashes, so what better way to go out than playing against Australia? Midway through the final Ashes Test, he's decided that it will also be his final game. He made his debut for England 17 years ago, and after 167 caps, he's going to bow out as one of the greatest bowlers of all time.
That was Ollie Foster, BBC News.